Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Time it is. Transmitting live from our stage, James OVP, Midwest Z, wherever he may be. He is L-A-T-E as
hold up.
Usually. Bars.
So, can I curse the man?
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds. He got 30 seconds.
30 seconds, then I can curse him out?
30 seconds. 30 seconds. All right, 30 seconds is up.
30 seconds is up?
30 seconds is up.
Fuck Midwest Z, son.
Yeah, that's what he gets. That's what he gets. But action-packed show lined up for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. We want to shout out our folks listening in Ecuador. We may have a plug out there. May have a plug out there. I don't know. But yeah, man. So you know, there's like you know what I'm saying, a lot of attacking to go around in this show. Texas really kind of they just jumping out there, ain't they? They like, you know, let's do it. Let's get back to it.
Pause. Bullshit.
Pause.
They going balls deep right now. Like, they not even
exactly.
Bullshit.
They
like, hey.
Like, yo, get back to it. They like, get back to it. What you thought it used to be, go back to
so,
that.
I mean,
let's get things turned.
Somebody had to do it. Why not arguably, literally one of the largest states in our country. So,
right.
Which, in all honesty, the country of itself, in all honesty, where it was and was trying to become a country within themselves. But
right.
Different
right.
Topic, different show.
Right.
So,
crazy, though. So what's gonna be the trickle-down effect of that? We're going to get into that. Also, you know, I'm curious to see how people respond to, you know, you know, this upcoming season, I'm talking, you know, naturally, you know, with the spring season around the corner. A lot of niggas, you know, allergies flare up, but, you know, is everything, like, can they still run this COVID, you know, I don't want to say game, but it's at some points of the situation, it was a game. It was a play. You know what I'm saying? So is there still ground for that, or, like, are people, you know, not seeing through it, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, what corner is this turning right here? You know, so you know, like I said, we're gonna talk about that. NBA weekend is going down this weekend. A lot of interesting matchups for the skills competition. We want to just, you know, touch on a few points about that. You know, give credit to folks that made it. And, you know, maybe some snubs or whatever like that. But, and also, QAnon, that this quote unquote conspiracy group. Like, who are they? You know what I mean? And they, why
QAnon.
The thing about it is that I brought them up because they're rumored to, you know, the feds picked up on the saying that they may be another kind of demonstration tomorrow, whatever the case may be, out there. So, you know what I mean? But you know, who are these cats? You know what I mean? But without further ado, we need to bring to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, the undisputed, world renowned, title bearing, title defender, undefeated champ, sports champion. And it was
easy. Yeah.
Play
the undisputed
music.
Champ. You said it right though. I'm a champ. If you're gonna do it,
the pause champ, nigga.
Way. Hey, still a champ.
Hey,
you can't call a loser a champion.
Hey, is that really something you want to be champion of?
I mean, we all got to play a role, right? Everybody got a job to do. All right. That's good, Negroes.
That's what you get for being late, fucko.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. My apologies, but we're here. We're here now.
I left you a nice little message.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No need to replay.
Listen to the playback.
You know what the normal banter is. So, you know, no need to explain. It's already understood. But yeah, but anyway, though, we got a full lineup. You guys, you know, did you know, bitch, please, all of that. And, oh, matter of fact, before we go, I had the shit queued up. Hold on. I told you I was gonna. All right, let's test your movie acumen. This may be a layup, to some, but we're gonna see.
Myrmidon, my brothers of the sword. I'd rather fight beside you than any army of thousands. Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions! You know what's there? Waiting. Beyond that beach. Immortality! Take it! It's yours!
Oh, net at the same time as you. I seen them shoot seven left-handed Tony Kuko. Cocaine Moses, I park the ocean, drive a whole brick through in the Lotus. These niggas bogus,
bogus.
Walk hard in the cream soda, Versace cap and gown, I got a water whip diploma. Whatever charges they throw at you, better hold them. Could have fought his case, I guess he'd rather fight his way up all the commas. Shoot the building, stash box built in. She said the wrong way forward, but I keep you filled in. I'm on my way to close the deal. If Columbus could still land, bitch, we could still land.
Rocktop came with the beam like Candyman.
Parked outside the Waldorf Astoria. Bag a half a mil, count half a mil, it's glorious. Long way from bundles of boys side of the foreign. Dope fiends arms tied up like Ultimate Warrior. I put a stove in the studio. Whip it, then I know look this shit like Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio.
I'm about to buy 100 shares of Hulu. Magic with the chickens, we doing voodoo. We gon' be filthy rich, we make it through these nine X's. Balenciaga, Tyrex, and Flex. Yo.
Too much chase.
This nigga say Dean had his arm tied up like the Ultimate Warrior or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stone Guy got bars, man. Like, he got bars, man.
I need a full feature project from Stone God at this point. Like,
yeah. You know, here's the deal, right? So, like, first of all, shout out to Jovi P for, and I'm gonna always say this, but for expanding my mindset on these different artists, you know, getting out of the 90s and the early 2000s, because for a while, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear none of this bullshit you're talking about. But there's a lot of talent out there. But with that being said, you know, I start putting alerts on certain motherfuckers, so when they shit drop,
whoa, wait, take it easy. Yeah,
I was turning lightly. I was turning lightly on purpose. No, dead ass. Like, yeah. And also,
now
Soul
Guy's
the meme
guy. He definitely rookie of the year to me. Definitely rookie of the year. Anyway. Oh, so the movie clip. Where was that from?
300.
Wrong. That was from Troy.
Troy.
Right when it was on the boat, right before it was about to run up on the beach, and they had that beach fight right there.
So I'm gonna keep this shit a bean. I fell asleep on Troy.
Yo, I did, and that's what I was saying. That's why I said what I said. I said if you watch that movie, you know that scene right there. You know what I mean? Like if you really was into that movie, you know that scene. That was a dope fight scene right there. You know what I mean?
So I consider myself like I don't know like all of the major and the minor gods and goddesses, and nor do I claim to, but the Greek and Roman mythos has always kind of intrigued me. So when I see certain movies, like, I automatically feel like, all right, let me go ahead and check this out. You know, also appeases to the you know, the history buff side of me. So did Brad Pitt play a decent Achilles?
I think he did well. I was a fan of that character in the movie. I think he did well with that. I do. I was impressed, like when, because I didn't buy it at first when I you know heard the name, and I was younger, I would say, at the time when that shit dropped and it was like a major movie. So I really didn't sit down, you know, and watch until like, you know, maybe a year or two later. You know what I mean? And then when I watched it, I was just like, wow, this was actually a pretty good fucking movie. And I think Brad Pitt played, I think he played the part. I think he nailed it. Pause.
He did well. He did do very well. So I studied Greek mythology and I also had a class on medieval and stuff like that. And it was actually pretty, so Troy was good. Believe it or not, the most accurate of all of them was the 300 movie. Like that was like verbatim everything that you could possibly read.
To the letter, as far as for the, you talking about as far as to the source of, material, or you talking about as far as the historical, or both, all of it?
All of it, historical, like it was legit. Because when I saw, I was like, yo, there's no way they were able to duplicate. I mean, like, you know, everybody deviates because they have their own concept as a director. But that storyline was legit, like, what was happening at that moment, right? Like, and that's why I appreciate it. That's why to this day I still watch 300. If it's on somewhere, I'm definitely going to check that shit.
Now, 300 was dope. 300 was dope. I had the DVD also. You know,
yeah.
I think I bought that DVD. So that 300 was dope. That definitely good. But yeah, but Troy though, that was a long movie. If you really was able to lock in and watch that joint, it was a good movie. You know what I'm saying? You know that they put a good story together with that. But yeah, that was Troy. So I'll be testing you guys. So that I'm just letting you know the angles of approach.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to be just straight, you know, fucking cater full.
Layups.
And you know, don't be a menace. It ain't going to be just all of that. I got range. My nigga. Yes. Yeah. And if it is going to be from one of those movies, it's going to be a real subtle scene to see if you caught it. You know what I mean? So...
I did.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna give you the obvious shit from classics, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, that's defeating the purpose. I'm gonna find some
like
real subtle shit.
Like the scene in The Cleaners in the beginning of Paid It Full. Like, who,
exactly.
Maybe some off scene.
There you go. That just made a mark. Right.
Yep,
right. One of
that
just
stood
out to you personally. It may be one of those.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna. That's what was going. So you know, I think it'll make for a good conversation. Anyway, let's get to it. We already got to get to a break soon. Straight Thug Life on them niggas, man. And I mean, Texas been in the news like a lot the past couple weeks. Real shit. But
you know, they're trying to start a revolution, man.
I mean, we alluded to that, you know. While you was finding your charges in one of your hottest spots in your crib, in that labyrinth that you lived in there, you got to find charges planted all over the place. So, yeah, but so I mean, we alluded to that earlier. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of shit going on with the state of Texas that's trying to become, you know, the own country of Texas and shit like that. So, I mean. They say don't mess with Texas, nigga. So, what kind of trickle down effect do you think this is gonna have for like other states, especially if here's the question. We were saying earlier, is the play gonna be again that niggas is getting tested every day and we got 1.5 million new cases every 38 seconds somebody dies from COVID and say like, are they gonna start? Does that still have legs? Right now, or is it really just going to be like a petri dish out there just to see how, you know, how one thing reacts to the other? I don't know.
I definitely, and you know, when we were doing our, when we were discussing, you know, the topics or I guess the current events, because we try to give the people something positive as far as, you know, a pop culture. We try to give you something positive, something informative. and then some bullshit. Not bullshit as far as like trash, but you know, something a little bit on the call the lighter side. So the topic itself is so dicey because, yo, y'all just got from up under snow. Like, just then you guys might still have snow in some places.
Mechanical snow. And
you say what?
The mechanical snow at that.
Yeah. There's the GMO snow. And then y'all.
Right.
And then your governor just paused, just grabs his dick and was like, fuck it, we open. Like,
let's do it.
Ain't no masks.
Let's do it.
Ain't no masks. Don't social,
no social
distance.
They just said, let's do it.
Live your
whatever
fucking
you
life.
It, yeah, pick back up from this time last year what you was about to do. Go do it.
Go do that shit.
That's,
and
that's wild.
It's so indicative of and the signs have been out, have been present for so long, Pauls. What's your gas prices been looking like? Because I know gas has went up at least 60 cents the last time. Like,
you know,
I've
what?
I've been really, like,
I
paying attention. It's been a slow crawl.
No, that's a fact. Yo, Joby, where does Bond sound like? I just put gas in this evening. I had to run out and get some water, and I was like, shit, let me go put some. And I looked at the price, just said, you know, 356 or some shit like that. I said, God damn, that shit was just at like 309 last week.
Yeah.
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Oh, felt like that shit.
We
facts, nigga.
Now normally we don't, so we're under, so we have ethanol. We have a lot of ethanol. We run E85 and everything has ethanol in it, which keeps the prices lower. But premium is the only one that doesn't have ethanol in it. So you either get 91 or 93 ethanol free. And it this week was 309. So I went from paying $32 on a full tank to now what I paid 56 and some change the other day. And that went from.
Oh, you want those fill up niggas? You want those fill up people? You keep the
oh,
shit
yeah.
on F and like soon as they hit it, half tank you fill it back.
That's Mr. 180 an hour, B.
And then I just, nigga. But it you know what? Honestly, it's easier to fill up and maintain from half up than it is to get. You know what I mean? Because like you, it always seems like if you go to E and they put a half a tank in, that should be gone. Look at these splits. But
now, I hear what you're saying, but yeah, I don't know. I guess because I'm just driving local around here, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need a whole lot of gas to get around out here.
Yeah.
But it gets too cold.
It's very, very rare.
It gets
yeah.
too cold overnight to have, because I park outside and she parks in the garage. So it gets too cold at night to risk quarter tank freezing your line, right? So like, and the way my house faces, the north wind blows right at my engine. So like, it would not be good to have a front, cause it, bro. Trust me, I wish I could. I wish I could, but I can't. I gotta keep it.
Man, you got a motherfucking Acura, man. That shit ain't gonna freeze up, nigga. Them shits is built to last. Crazy. You can't kill those cars if you tried. You can't kill those cars if you tried.
It is right. It is poor tough, but I still, I mean, you know, she creeping on 200,000, so I gotta, you know, I still got treated good. Still got to treat it good. All
right, so to get back to the point though, what state you think is gonna be next? Let me ask you that. We won't go on a break. What state you think is gonna be next? I know what I'm thinking, but
So it's going to be a southern state.
Which state? Z, I don't need no explanation. What state?
Alabama.
Georgia?
I'm thinking Florida.
Nigga, Florida never closed.
Nah, they never
no,
closed.
No, but I'm talking, that's what I'm saying. So they're probably going to be next with the 100% ban. I mean, 100% lift. Pause. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm thinking Florida.
When you, if I book a flight right now to Florida, I don't have to take a COVID test. Any other state, I have to take a COVID test. Even to get on my flight, I have to take a COVID test. Going to Florida, if I book a flight to Florida, I do not have to take a COVID test to go to Florida right now, today, tomorrow, whatever.
And I just went to Florida. I ain't had to take a test.
Nope. And I don't care where else you go in the union. You have to take a COVID test before you get on that. Because if they don't get your results by the time you board, when you get off, you immediately go to quarantine. That's every other state. Florida don't give a shit. Them niggas is honey badgers like shit.
It's like, man, what? If you don't have it when you get here, take it back home when you leave, nigga. Like,
that's right.
That shit is crazy.
Take it back with you when you leave. No bullshit.
Just a souvenir, like Mickey Mouse is.
Right, right. Super spreader. No bullshit.
But,
who you got?
Y'all there? Hello, check one, check two.
Yeah, who you got? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, I said Florida.
All right. Jovi?
I said Florida.
Georgia.
And you got Alabama?
I got Alabama or Mississippi, but, yeah, I don't know about Georgia. They got too many Democrats in Georgia.
Mississippi already opened. No homo.
I know, but Alabama's next. It's right there on the Florida. Right, it's on the Florida,
my money's
border.
On Florida. Money's on Florida. Money's on Florida. We'll be right back, y'all.
The música de Harry Potter.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the strong cap, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Homie, hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This $10 like some crispy garlic, golden brown, addicted, but ain't nothing prescripted. Baby clams from my talk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket. Putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Fly coastal, been on airplane. Say these guys close, but these guys loco. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Steak and eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed, I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Slapping young niggas out. Rolling weed at an ounce. Now I got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
It's 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. We transmit live from Mars 914-219-0866. Press 1 to let us know you're engaging in the conversation. Midwest East Omaha, DNS that nigga saved James. And if I didn't say it, I'm going to say it again. I'm the Ratch God, Joe VP. Why won't America, or what's America's obsession with summer? Let's just discuss that aspect of it, because it's just kind of funny that we reached this. The 1 year mark is within a couple of hours.
Couple days.
And like when it kind of really hit Cali, not when everything as far as started really shutting down. Like when it made states, when it hit stateside.
I just left D.C., what, 3 days ago, a year ago? Not even. 2 days ago, a year ago? What's today, the 2nd, 3rd? So I left on the 2nd.
We did go, pause. We did go out.
Yeah. We was out.
And then they shut everything the fuck down.
As soon as I got back to Omaha, the whole earth shut down. Tell you, I DJed that last Saturday night of, like, I think it was, like, the 12th or some shit like that. It was one of those early teen numbers. I DJed that last Saturday night, that last weekend, before that Monday order came down. Was like, nah, you shutting the schools down.
You don't know where.
Come pick your kids up. Everything is on pause right now. So I remember that I had to go that Tuesday to pick my bread up, and Shorty was looking like a broke dick dog when she was handing over that paper, because she knew this shit was Rap City for a minute, yo. Like, and I miss spinning that Bistro. So Bistro was popping. Anybody, y'all have any, when shit opened back up in Yonge City, come to the South Bronx, Bistro. I'll definitely
put on for them.
I remember you doing them, because I remember watching the videos, you know, with the shorties that would come to the DJ booth.
We was having a good time in there.
Hey, but, you know, so it's crazy because, like, you know, I was just in D.C. literally just a year ago. It was the last time I literally left Nebraska. I've been in Nebraska the whole time. But I remember on the flight there, it wasn't nothing. Like, nothing was going. So I left on the 27th. And, yeah. So anyway, we went out on the 1st of March, I think it was, 1st or the 2nd. We went out that night. And, it was crazy because, like, everywhere we went was just JP. So, like, it was just JP. So, like, it was legit jam-packed.
What's that an acronym for? Jam-packed?
Jam-packed.
Can you just say that?
And I didn't want to say jam-packed because I'm too afraid of the police arresting me. But anyway, anywho. And, you know, we was chiefing and shit. We passing the J around. It was nothing. But to think about how reckless that would be today, like, in just 365 days. Like, that's a fucked up thought, bro. Like, that's wild. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we would just be
normal.
It's
like, I'm going to keep it all the way that way. Like, I still got to, like, you know, ask myself, you know, am I okay with that? With just, you know, I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be stupid about it, you know what I mean? Like, I understand it's, you know, it's legit. And I'm not going to just walk into, you know, put myself in a situation like that. But it's like, you know, I still kind of feel a ways. Like, if I was to go to somebody I'm close to, crib, and that situation come up, I don't know how I'm going to react. You know what I'm saying? But, like, even though I trust them, they won't put me in a situation like that or whatever. But, you know, like I said, some of this still makes me think. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I'm not playing it cheap for what it's worth. You dig? So I haven't had to confront that situation yet. So it's like, it's kind of, I still got to, like, I guess, walk that walk when I get to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how y'all feel about that, though? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I move very vicariously. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out there. I'm not reckless. Like I said to you guys on the phone, I was at a what is now turning to be a super spreader event a couple weeks ago. And I was telling the missus, I was like, I'm good. After this, if I make it through this one, I'm done. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm not playing no more games with these people. Because, like, I made it a year through it. I'm not even trying to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I get this far, I feel like an idiot if I get caught up. You know what I mean? Like,
so, you know, so let me ask you this now. So, okay, so I'm fanning flame a little bit. Pause. So how do you feel is appropriate to handle that? If you're trying your peeps, whatever, like that, and, you know, niggas won't roll up. Does everybody have to roll up their own L, and we just kick it like that? Or, you know, has the game changed to that? Or,
my nigga,
you know
let me
mean?
Tell you. Let me tell you.
It depends on the circle.
Truth, nothing but the truth right now. You spoke.
Depends on the circle.
You and your household. Right, you spoke with you and your household. Nigga, don't. I love you, but nah, I'm good. If I can't afford the treat, I'm not chiefing. Period. Like, it's just that simple. Like, it's just that. Yo, I'm all right. So legit. Four of the people that I know that caught it, all went out to hit the J as me and Melissa were leaving. They was like, "Come hit the J," and I'm like, he's like, "Go ahead." I'm like, "Nah, we'll go home," right? So, I mean, we were at a, like a, you know, 5-star golf course, like, but you know, niggas and drinkers and whatever. So whatever, they was out there chiefing, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm going home." I had my suit on and shit. I'm like, "I'm going. We good. We got in the car. We left. We bounced." And I wanted to go smoke, but I was like, "Nah, I'll pass on this one." And I'm glad I did, because all them motherfuckers got that shit, son. All of them. They wives. all of them. Like legit, I was at a for real super spreader event, son. Like, yeah. Like, wild shit. Like, it was dropped day by day.
Nah, fuck that. So, outside of the 20 that I had in Florida, like, we've been having little 4-16 type shits to where, you know, single day or take a weekend, you know. So it slowed up shit probably like the first quarter to the first half of COVID last year. So now that different places are loosening their restrictions, like, we got the memo, because we do a tourney in Ocean City, Maryland every April. We just got the okay, like, all right, the fields permit's going to be approved. So I was like, that's why I said what I said. Like, and I'm sorry who this offends, but you're not going to take summer away from white people 2 years in a row. Like, it's just
not
fucking
gonna
happening.
Not going to happen.
It's not fucking happening. You realize how fucking crazy these fireworks are going to be this year? Like, we're going to see some shit we ain't never seen before. Never.
Absolutely.
Because these are going to be the first, these are going to be the COVID-free fireworks. So it's just,
and I live,
they,
and I live,
you mean, you saw
Missouri.
It last year.
Yeah, I live next to Missouri where you can get that commercial grade on the street, because they don't have laws in Missouri. So everybody drives, because Missouri is only a,
I'm going to say, they don't got laws.
They don't.
Yo, you just made Missouri sound wild as shit. He said no laws.
Look, you see what happened to my man? You see what happened to my man? The young boy, Michael Brown? Shit. You see what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Yeah, Missouri has no laws, but you can walk. All you got to do is cross the border, and the highways are littered with commercial-grade fucking fireworks. And I'm talking, like, you could go get a 5-minute show for, like, $3,000.
$40? Oh.
Nah, $2,000-$3,000. And these motherfuckers, I was at some shit. So my neighborhood, so the backside of my neighborhood, they had this one dude. I'm telling you, you would have thought I was at the MGM Grand. We was just sitting there like, oh my God.
So I got a question.
My God.
So I got a question, though. I got a question. So those shows, those are like just like, you know, packaged fireworks. You've got to light one wick, and it's going to, like, set all of them off at some point or some shit like that? Cause how do those work?
So,
you know what I mean?
It's like
so
a bundle.
What they do, yeah, yep. So what they do is they give you the ties, and so like it comes in like 16 or 18 pieces, and then they give you these long wicks. And so you light one wick, and you tie them all together, and then you light one wick, and you put them, you know, 4.5 feet on this one, 4.5 feet on that one, you know, 6 foot on the longer piece or whatever like that. And then you light just the one side, and it just continuously goes. And, I mean, it goes for, like the one show that I watched up close, I want to say it was, like, 3.5 minutes, son. But I'm telling you, my nigga. But they had, like, center blocks leaning up against these on both sides so they don't leave the ground. That shit was epic.
Fireworks is the shit, though. Fireworks is the shit. So, you know what? I ain't even mad at white people for raising hell for not taking away their summer again. You know, I think where this whole thing is heading, you know, honestly, is, and we may talk about this on the other side of the break, is the herd immunity idea. All right? With everybody looking, you know, you got half the population looking to get vaccinated. And then you got the other half that's either been exposed to it or ran the course well enough to not come across it. You know what I mean? So, and who's to say that they didn't even come across it since this thing is so asymptomatic on certain folks? You know what I mean? And how there's variants in the symptoms. So who's to say? And that's why in the promo I asked the question, like, okay, this is allergy season. As soon as this weather, you know, starts to try to break, the flowers going to start trying to bloom, and then the pollen going to be everywhere. Like, is this shit going to be considered actually allergies this time? Are you going to be still taking Benadryl and Sudafed and all these other OTCs in order to quell the flare-ups? Or is everything still, are they going to, like Joby said earlier, are they going to run the play?
They're going to run the play.
These allergy attacks is a fucking spike in COVID again, just to kind of, you know, tip the scale. Like, is that what we're going to see?
So let's just look at the CDC guidelines that have changed from a year ago to today. If you had COVID or if you came in contact with COVID a year ago, you quarantined for how long? 14 days, correct? So now it's 10. First of all, you don't quarantine. If you show symptoms within 2 to 5 days, at a maximum of 7 to 10 days, then you yada, 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 right? Now, and then it was, you had to wait 21 days before you return to work or public activity. Now even if you test positive with COVID, as long as you're 48 hours free, you can go back into public society. So, like, with that being said, they don't have a choice but to let go of that chokehold, if you will, of last year. They can't. There's no way you can. Because even if I test positive, right, and I go 3-4 days and then all of a sudden I'm 48 hours with no fever, then I'm good, according to the CDC.
So that's what I'm saying. So you think this shit is going to be looked at eventually as a downgrade of the flu?
They don't have a choice. They've had their run, son. They've had their run.
Or at least compatible with the flu, so they can still try to, you know, convince people to still buy the vaccine. You know what I'm saying?
The gig is up. The gig is up. The next thing they're pushing now is that vaccine card. They don't have anything else to push. The only thing they have now, if you notice, people who get this vaccine, the first thing they do is posting up that goddamn card.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else to work with. The gig is up. And now, like we said, and I'll say it again, it's not that we don't believe in COVID-19. We do. But there are so many different variants. And moreover, these deaths that are occurring from it, you know, we appreciate, we respect and honor, you know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, when you look at
57 million people who have contracted this virus, and there are 500,000 dead, and there are another reported 7 million long haulers. I mean, I know people who've had regular flu who have never been the same after. I remember when I had H1N1. That took me 3 months to recover from. But what I'm saying is...
So we believe, like, this shit is real, folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever confuse the rhetoric that we use on here to say that we don't believe that it's real. And we're gonna keep driving that point home just to make sure our stance is clear. We're entitled to look at it through a different set of lenses. If you don't like it, don't fucking tune in. But if you listen to us, this is what we're gonna push, and because it's indisputable. The numbers are indisputable.
Right.
Like you said, we acknowledge those that fell to it, because, I mean, you know, nobody wants to lose a loved one. We're never just sneezing at that. But just in the big picture of it all, a 98 to damn near 99%, survival rate of it. That's just telling me the odds are in my favor.
Believe it or not, it's the survival rate. Last I saw was 98.789%.
That's what I'm saying. You can easily round up. Basic math arithmetic will allow you to believe you can round that up. But even if you want to still use that exact number, nigga, 98.6 or 98.7 is the normal temperature that you're supposed to be when you don't have a fever. So that parallel to me right there, if you want to use that number, I'll use that number. That's telling me I'm still good. I'm not going to get no, you know what I'm saying? Like, the odds are in my favor. The odds are in my favor with it. And again, I don't want to catch the shit, just like I never want to catch the flu. If I knew niggas was sick that was trying to smoke my L when I was in college, I wouldn't smoke with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still use the same discretion with that. But yeah, we get it. We still don't know everything about this situation right here. So why walk into, why create a situation that could be avoided? That's all, we get that part too. We ain't stupid now. But,
right? Ain't finna walk
we're
out there all
you know,
shit.
Yeah. We ain't
kissing and hugging
at the same time. Don't act like y'all know more about it than we do. Yeah, we know the same amount of shit about it. We still learn.
Right, because we seen it firsthand. Y'all motherfuckers reporting on it. We're looking at it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. When you break down the concept of environment-based experiences, when you look at that, you don't have a choice but to be like, come on now. What are we really talking about here?
Yeah.
What are we really talking about here? You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
We can see so many motherfuckers with it and shit, and then here they are. They willy-nilly. They are riding dirt bikes and shit. Like, what the fuck?
So, but I'm going to ask this question, we'll go to break. Do you think that do get vaccinated, right? And, those that do, and like I said, those that may have already had it or may have developed antibodies or whatever, may have had a run-in with it at some point, minor or major.
Right.
And then you got those, like I said, that just navigated the waters well enough to not, come in contact with it. So with that mixture there, like those that get vaccinated, should they have anything to worry about anymore? Like, do you think that those folks will be more apt to,
God, not wear
a mask? Because you got to think about it. Before you answer, Keep your shirt on, Z. I'm just saying, but like, I really want to pick the brain of somebody that really buys into the narrative that has been put out for the past year. Those that's getting vaccinated willfully because they think that's the way to stop this whole thing. Are you niggas going to take your masks off after this? When they say, all right, y'all niggas is good to go, if you want to wear it, you can, but you ain't got to if you don't want to.
are them gonna be the niggas that don't take their take the mask off? They still gonna have their shit on, still gloved up, you know. You know, like what course of adjustment would you take if the same guidelines that put you in this fear is telling you, you could chill now? What are you gonna listen to?
Right.
These are the same niggas that put you in this frenzy. A year later, saying, "Nah, all right, we got it under control. Everything good. Y'all can go back to doing what y'all do, but just know that it's, you know, it's on the list of things you can catch now. And apparently, you may be able to catch it over and over again. But you know, don't look to do that because it may not, you know, it may get progressively worse. The studies still aren't all the way complete on it because it's brand new. Feel what I'm saying? Like, if they give you that kind of like, just, you know, disclaimer." We don't know what it can do in the future, but just don't try to keep catching it. But y'all niggas can go back to doing what y'all want to do, you know, based on what you know. Is everybody, especially those kind of cats, are they going to let their guard down at all? Are they still going to be like, are they going to create their own, like, bubble society of masters and non-masters and some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? And then that's some other shit we got to worry about being black in America. We got to be a black nigga non-master now.
Oh.
Add that to of offenses. Like, I don't know. That's what my mind goes sometimes. I shouldn't always think about, you know, the worst case scenario, but, you know, like I said, this is fucking America, and nothing should surprise you at this point. At this point, as much exposure that has went on in the past 6 years alone, 5 years alone, of who America really is. Like, why would you be surprised if that's added to the list? Added to the list of, you ready for this, D? Added to the list of perils in a black man's life. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? Yo, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
I've got holes in different area codes.
Area codes.
Holes. In different area codes.
Area codes.
Now you thought I was just 770 and 404? I'm worldwide, bitch. Act like y'all know. It's the abominable hoe man. Globe Trot International Postman, Neighbor Dick Dope Man, 718-202s, I send small cities and states, IOU, 901, matter of fact, 305, I'll jump off the G4, we can meet outside, so control your hormones and keep your drawers on, till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones, 312-313, 215-803, I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres, 10 on pump 1, these hoes is self-serve, 757-410s, my cell phone just overload.
I've got holes.
A holiday, so stop the violence and put the fofo away. Get you the holiday. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking out the scene? I'm checking a hoe tonight with perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok and Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Stay not, I'm the thriller in Manila. Long in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this dick like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Cause they like my handsome face.
Handsome face.
Is it cause they like my gangster way?
Gangster way.
Ooh. Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Won't
I handle my
be.
Fears. Don't rush me, just relax and let me be free. Whenever
I call.
Come running 212 or 213. You know that I ball. Stop running,
area.
I'll call my substitute. I got holes.
I've got
305-704. Shout out to the 206, everybody in the 808. Ha, ah, 216-702-414. 317-214 and the 281. 334-205. I see y'all. 318 and 601. 203-804-402. 301-904-407-850-708-502.
Boom. 858 here in the Midwest, 958 on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars is the name of the show. Joined by my co-host, DNS That Nigga Save, Jovi P, the meme rats god, killing it again on another Wednesday. If y'all not tuned in, following, I got motherfuckers following this cat who don't even know the motherfucker, but they follow him because the shit is too funny. So, like, Bernie Mac is doing memes these days. But, yeah, we transmit live from Mars. That's what we do. Monday, Wednesdays, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Get with it. Get lost. Find your local bridge, method dealer, whatever it is. If you're not, kill yourself. I mean, that's what we do.
Jump. Just jump. Just jump.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
Jump.
But before we left, you know, we were talking about the whole COVID deal or whatever like that. And that was my biggest argument, was how the fuck are you going to give me a vaccine and I still have to wear a mask? I still got a social distance?
This is what I'm saying.
For what?
It doesn't make sense anymore.
For what?
It doesn't make sense anymore.
You give me a polio shot, guess what I don't get? Polio. You give me fucking pneumonia.
That's what it's designed for, right? That's what it's designed for, right? That's how it's designed? Okay.
Hello? You give me MMR. A rebel, whatever the fuck that worm is.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to get rubella.
I'm not supposed to get rubella anymore.
I can't get none of that shit no more, right? But you're going to give me a COVID vaccine and I got to mask up, keep my social distancing, and I only have about an 85% chance of not catching it? Yo, don't get me wrong. I had a moment last couple weeks where I was like, yo, I'm about to go get this vaccine because I'm tired of dealing with this shit, like coming in contact with it and stuff. I'm over it. But then I'm like, hold up a minute. Slow your roll, B. Like, I get the frustration. Just like I was frustrated come July, August last year when we couldn't do anything. We couldn't go anywhere. Right? We had
nothing.
Such a spike. I mean, the world was on fire. When Omaha, Nebraska was on fire, you know it's trouble. So it's like, what the fuck? But now I'm like, you know what? Look. Keep my hands clean. I'm gonna keep my face covered.
Nigga,
we're gonna have to.
That's all I'm trying to say, fam. They gave us the rules to play by, and it's just all about just picking up your hygiene game. Bottom line,
that's it.
Don't be
that's
a dirty
it.
Motherfucker, and you be all right. I mean, it makes sense to me. I have a little more sense of what making sure my hands stay clean. All right, I wash my hands anyway. When I use the bathroom, you know, shit like before I eat, you know, the time you should be washing your hands, if none other, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like keep up your normal routine. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, don't be slacking in your mackin. Bottom line. So,
right.
I'm cool with that. I don't burn like that anymore. And, you know, shit, I ain't been around motherfuckers for about a year anyway, some chill shit where that's come up to even, you know, have to think about that. So, you know, I just keep it the way, like I said, I've been doing. Like, you know, if I'm in a situation like that, I'll roll my own shit up. Boom.
So, pretty much.
I haven't really slacked because I didn't really smoke with a whole bunch of different people anyway.
Usually,
all the people that I smoke with have jobs to where you can't afford to get fucking sick. So,
right.
Like, motherfuckers are teachers.
Yeah.
Fucking
right. I get
teachers.
It. I get it.
Yeah, like, hospital workers and shit like that. Like, these motherfuckers is getting tested.
They on top of their game. Yeah, they on top of their game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it's just, like you said, just don't be a dirty fuck. Like, that's all that is.
Just don't
like,
be a dirty motherfucker.
Wash
man.
Your hands.
Yeah, you be
right. Don't put your hands. The core shit you learned as a child. Don't put your hands in your fucking mouth.
Blow your nose.
Blow your nose. Cover your nose when you sneeze. Like, regular
shit.
Shit,
man. It's the basic shit. It's not asking you to fucking do a backflip every time you sneeze in order to deactivate the process of happening. Like, it's nothing that you can't do, but we've already been taught to do. Just be hygienic. Bottom line. Bottom line. Be basic hygiene. And you got a fighting chance of beating the shit. Like, I'll take my chances. Bottom line. I like my odds. I like my odds.
No bullshit.
You know.
No bullshit.
And that's just how I look at it. I like my odds.
Speaking of odds, we have the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. And it is now time for Did You Know? And there's some pretty interesting All-Star facts. And a few things that have come out in the news lately. But Kobe Bryant will always remain, well, he still remains, the youngest NBA All-Star to be in the starting lineup. He was a ripe old age of 19. So just a baby. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar holds the crown for the oldest NBA star to play an NBA All-Star game at the tender age of 41.
God damn.
You're older. Right.
He was holding on.
And he also holds the record for being the most chosen player to appear on 19 All-Star teams.
Damn.
19 appearances. All right. That's woo.
Damn.
The
Green,
most
baby.
Attended. Yeah, right. Right. 19, son. That's as long as Kobe's career. The most attended All-Star game was in 2010 at Cowboys Stadium. Yeah, I remember this one, too.
Oh, yeah, because they ain't got a whole million people in there. That's
right,
why.
Right.
And the
right.
million people showed
108,713 people. That wouldn't happen in this year, in this day and age. 108,000 motherfuckers in one room. Hell no. All-Star Weekend has been a reoccurring weekend for 67 years, man.
67 years? Wow. I know. Okay.
67. Only nice. 1 year has been. Since the inception, only 1 year has not been played, and that was in 99 during the lockout.
Right. Right. Last one.
Okay. Oh, man, it's a toss-up between these last ones, but okay, we'll go with this one. Since it's been a year since Kobe's death, Kobe Bryant holds the record for the youngest player to win the slam dunk contest at 18 years of age. Now, that was before he became in the starting. So he was just before he was in starting lineup.
Yeah.
So the year before,
right
after he was drafted. Yep. 18 years old.
I remember that shit.
And
he won it with the under the leg dunk, the East Bay Funk joint.
Yep.
Remember that shit.
With that being said, rest easy, Kobe.
You the motherfucker. You my boy Blue. You my boy.
You my boy Blue.
Be right back, y'all.
Ready, the Lord, man, they finally free my nigga Slick. Slick. Next week they turn around and kill my nigga Dick.
Word.
And we gon' miss you, cuz, and you can trust
that. Yeah.
So fucked up about it, I couldn't call Buck back.
No.
On my 100 blunt, feeling like a lunatic. Please, Lord, tell me why they kill my nigga Sick. Fuck it. Cats feel stand up, never lay down.
Lay down.
Put it to the back of his dome and tell him lay down.
Lay down.
And nigga, stay down.
Stay down.
Please, stay down. Make my first 1500 right on the playground.
Yo.
Got a fresh 1.5 right by the swing.
Swing.
Nigga try to creep my shit, pull out these things. Stop
playing with me.
Playing with me.
Y'all better.
Acting like they fucking with young.
Whatever.
You know they ain't fucking with young. You know better.
No better.
And you know the real is back.
Who's better?
Get them young.
Hold up.
I ain't liking how this going. Just a few summers ago, I had it snowing.
And that
motherfucking snowman piece, I had it glowing. Pink Perrier Rosé, I had it blowing. Word on the street of some birds, you had it sowing.
I
hate to count the tens and fives, thought it was boring.
Boring.
How that nigga fought all that, he wasn't touring.
Nah.
Who knew I'd get them federal chips if I was touring?
Nah.
Pull up at the ghetto and shit. It's something foreign, cause I'm straight up out that federal shit. Got nothing for him, no why they say he act all funny. You hella sound
no.
Like the same nigga that told you that shit.
The hell do you know?
No. Playing with me.
Playing with me.
Y'all better. Acting like they fucking with young.
Whatever.
You know they ain't fucking with young. You know better.
No better.
And you know the real is back.
Who better?
Stop playing with me.
Playing with me.
Y'all better. Like they fucking with young,
whatever.
You know they ain't fucking with young, you know better.
No better.
And you know the real is back.
Who better?
Get them young.
Kept a fresh 1.5 right by the swing. First nigga try to creep my shit, pull out the thing, stop playing with me. I
huh?
Hit the bar. Hard pause, like that was used to be my startup music when it was time my workout. So that shit on right there. That shit gets yeah.
Have you ever heard a Wack Jeezy song though?
I'm not gonna go that far and say he made nothing but bangers. He had a few joints that after a while he's gonna start sounding redundant. I just look at it. I look for the Jeezy songs that he didn't sound like the last song I heard him on. If I could find a good string of those, I'm good.
But the album he just put out, what, 2 years ago? Has it been 2 years already?
Nah, it was last year. He just put a new one out last year.
Last year. Okay. So, what say ye? So what say ye about it?
I mean, we did a review on this shit.
I know, but it's a year ago. I mean, did you think it?
Music now. I look at it like this. When I look at old, artists as veteran artists that still making music now, I think what I look for out of them is to see if they can still make a good, a good body of work. But I think that my lasting impression of them is the music that I listen to by them, not a lot of this new shit. I have an average out of like every veteran artist that puts out new music, I'm only getting like, unless it's Griselda, obviously, right now, I'm only taking like 2 or 3 average songs off of that into my regular average. And that's being generous. Sometimes it'd be one. Sometimes nothing makes it. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that to say it is that the era that I became a fan of them, I listened to that music. You know what I mean? So a lot of new shit don't make it past the music that made an impression upon me, that made me a fan and want to keep listening, checking for them. You know what I mean? So if that makes sense.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So like that era of Jeezy, I'll have a lot of that era of Jeezy. But like probably after fucking Way Too Gone, After that mixtape that he had, a song with Future, I wasn't checking for none of his shit after that. Some jumped off the page that was dope that he did. I may just grab that for DJ purposes or personal interest, but that era of me checking for Jeezy, whatever he's on, I'm getting whatever, you know, whoever's features on his joint should be popping. Those days are over. Those days are over for me. Been over. So,
fair
I
enough.
Listen to that era, Jeezy all day.
Fair enough.
You know, like, I mean, he killed the shit on the OG Bobby Johnson remix. You know what I'm saying? Like he had a pretty good feature right there. I'll still ride that. I ain't heard that song in a minute, but you know, that song was that song kicks, nigga. You got some shitty in trunk. But anyway, All Star Weekend. Yeah, so we were talking about that. Oh, matter of fact, I'm sorry, Joby, bitch, please, let's get to it. Let's go. Forgot all about that.
In the spirit of All Star Weekend. We tend to take aim at a certain person, but I'm going to take aim, pause, at a certain fan base.
Uh-oh.
Lakers fans.
Oh, boy.
You are the bitch please of the week.
Them niggas be real quiet. Oh. Y'all been real quiet.
Real fucking mute.
Y'all been real quiet.
Real fucking
oh,
mute.
Oh, my God.
It was all good 6 weeks ago.
Nigga, oh, man. Oh, nigga, we back to back with it. Number five, here we come. Come on.
Fuck the Nets.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
Because if they do what they're supposed to do and they shut AD down, because this shit is looking just like the fucking Kevin Durant injury.
Kevin Durant,
they need to shut him down.
Started the same way. Let that shit heal. He's going to be out of here anyway. So which would, you know what I mean? How you want it? Fire ice, nigga. How you want it? Fire ice.
Okay, I mean, I think it's just, you know, they was just so boisterous. But, you know, we've discussed our feelings about that fan base, you know. Sorry,
yeah,
say you belong
to
another.
Up. Yeah.
You belong to another fan base as far as Yankees. But it's just – and y'all haven't been too bad because y'all haven't been that good lately. So
no, we haven't. No, we haven't.
But these Lakers –
and we're not going to be good for a while. We're not going to be good for a while. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
But these Lakers? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
– you guys
– remember that scene from fucking Waterboy? With the Rob Schneider, oh no, we suck again. That's
you
niggas.
Suck again. Yeah, that's the. That's exactly who they are. Yo, niggas is quiet. Yo, it is ghost town. I ain't seen a nigga outside on the stoop. Niggas ain't at the store no more. I want to know who the defense is watching or what. Where do you think it's at?
Where they at?
Yo, quietest cat. The games aren't on TV like that. Have you noticed? Like, I don't know if it just so happened to have been the schedule.
So, it's been
a lot of
Nets in Utah. It's been a lot of Brooklyn and Utah being shown.
They do that on purpose, fam. It's just like when the Giants won that first Super Bowl. You couldn't miss a week of New York football, period. Nowhere. Okay.
That was horrible because we had to look at Eli.
Whatever. Fuck off. But the point is that you couldn't
miss
a football game. You know what I'm saying? For like 2 years. But the minute they start losing, I couldn't. I was paying all kinds of companies.
Yo, okay. You know, I don't want to talk it into existence. Anyway, yeah, fuck the Lakers and fuck LeBron fans because y'all niggas is caught up in a system of lies and y'all don't even realize it. Straight up. You know what I mean? LeBron's great. Give him that. But I don't give a fuck even if he, you know what I mean, yo, even if they scripted to where he wins this shit this year anyway.
5 is not better than 6, nigga. Alright, bottom line. So, y'all niggas can have that. You can have that Kobe conversation with Kobe niggas. And I'm going to side with Kobe. You know what I mean? Still not going to be greater than that. Because you got 2 in his backyard. He built that house, nigga. Of this era. He built that house of this era.
Right. You could definitely fuck off with the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? That was Magic's house before. This Kobe's house
and look
right
at,
here.
And look at, you know what's so interesting? And we talked about this briefly. But look at the how Magic took Kobe kind of under his wing when it came to the behind the scenes, right? Like the politics. Yeah.
Because he knew what it was.
This guy.
He knew this kid was special.
But this guy, LeBron,
he was special.
He comes into town and Kobe's dead in a year? Weird.
Yeah, I don't like talking about that shit because it makes me mad. Because, like, there's so much age work going on out here that, you know.
It's weird, fam.
And, you know, and that's,
the numbers don't match up.
No, but you know what, though? No, you know what, though? It's okay. We can address it only because we haven't talked about the last, you know, piece. Oh, matter of fact, why we want before we go to break and talk about that last piece of QAnon. These hard. Do you think we bad? These niggas is hardcore conspiracy theorists. Be like,
oh, tomorrow. They think Trump.
Yeah,
walking
tomorrow
back
might
office.
Be some shit. Tomorrow might be some shit. So. That's why we bringing them up too to kind of raise your awareness about that also. But let's just address this All Star game real quick. Is this going to be the longest fucking All Star game in the world, or what?
Probably.
Because they're planning on doing all these contests at halftime. These niggas are going to come out of halftime and fucking pull a hamstring, nigga. Like, is that a good idea? I mean, I know they got to, you know, go through the certain constraints of time and space and, you know, body count and all that shit like that. I get all of that. But I don't know. Longest game ever, yes or no? If we go to break. Longest game ever? Anybody today?
Longest game ever?
I'm asking.
Oh.
Is this going to be the longest game ever?
Yes. and I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be the shortest game ever.
It's going to be about 4 hours of basketball
over.
On strip.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
It's going to be about at least a 4 hour block.
And... Yeah, but they always.
You looking forward to it, Jovi? Block. Yes or no? You looking forward to it? Yes or no?
I don't really care at this point. Like, I'm still dealing with the hangover.
I think that's where a lot of people are at with it. That's a fair approach. Fair approach. So anyway, for the original point of this segment, to you Lakers fans, absolutely,
bitch, please.
You guys are the fucking worst. You LeBron sexuals are the worst. Niggas is humble pie right now. Humble pie. So tread lightly. 10:19. Take a break. Quick break. Be right back.
Well, it's that slow flow. D-O-double-G, nigga. See these other fools, but you can't see me, nigga.
Who am I?
It's corrupt, motherfucker.
Do or die.
Slow your roll, I'm in control like Janet. The locust 21-year-old nigga that's on this planet. Take it for granted if you wanna, cause I'm gonna grab my straps and clear the Kona. Yeah.
With a group of gangster shit for 93, so 94's arrived, nigga. Back on up and let me or my dog corrupt fuck shit up. Now can't nobody see me here or there. Wherever I bails, it down all around, cause ain't shit for sale in the coupe with the beat flossing off go deep. And my cousin Snoop packed well, you know what I mean. And it don't take much for the dog kind of bust a cap in your ass for getting us all fucked up. Now check it, it's a problem for niggas like those who supposed to be the shit for steady bitching like hoes. Yes, y'all, off the dogs, yes, y'all. Yiggy, y'all, stay full of that gin and juice and have a ball.
I pack the strap like that, I kick it like this. Now, how many bitches must get dicked before they say, okay, there's a nigga from back in the day. I never ever thought I'd see him busting with Dr. Dre, cause I grip mics, I rip mics in half. Hoes be coming to my flat so I can tap that ass. So on.
Ten 21. We are back. Trying to stick to the script. I'm proud of us fellas. We stuck to the format tonight. And it was
did you go?
Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. This is what it's all about, y'all. Yeah. You don't understand what this means to us right now. We've been trying to get back to this format for about 6 months now. 6 months, nigga. We've been trying to fit all of this content in at its proper allocated time slot. And we have accomplished that goal. We're proud of us. Had a little overage here and there, but we're proud of us. Look out for the YouTube channel coming soon. 200 episodes on the way. And we're going to kick off our campaign on that 200th episode. So stay tuned for that. Look for us. We want to, you know, get the whole channel and all of that. Right, Jovi? Right, Jovi?
Yeah. Maybe.
Right, Jovi? No,
who knows?
I got. I fuck with you. I fuck with you. You social media there. I got. I fuck with you. But anyway, doing on.
Idiot.
These guys are kind of like, you know, you remember the little toy car you used to get back in the day that, you know, You had to pull back a couple of times to get it. You know, when the wheels click, you held that joint, and then you would let it go and it would take off. Remember those joints?
Sure do. Sadly,
that's
enough.
What I'm hearing these guys is really on. And to kind of make the parallel of the level of, I would say, of expression of their thought go. I'm not saying this guy was connected to them, but remember during the lockdown when somebody had blew up some shit in Tennessee? It wasn't too long ago. He blew up some downtown area in Tennessee. Like, I think it was Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Now, he was hard body on the 5G shit, because he blew up an AT&T building that had the towers there, the satellites at the top.
And they kept that under wraps, though.
They kept that real quiet on why he did it. They kept that real quiet. But this is the level of belief that this group holds. They believe the whole system. Now, the only thing that kind of painted them black eye, for lack of a better term, is the fact that they align a lot of their belief system with number 45, okay, saying that he was going to be the one that was supposed to expose all of that or some shit like that. Now, if you're really not into that whole atmosphere of thought, I don't expect you to understand. And not everybody does understand, and not everybody does even pay attention to what goes on over there on that side. But
right.
I do. There's not nothing that I fell across. You know, my wife, she's hard body into the ethereal talks and, you know, about studying ancient civilizations. And the one name of ancient civilization that people bring up, that they bring it up, and there's mixed interpretation about them. I don't know if you heard this term called the Anunnaki. All right. Jay Electronica mentioned it a couple times in his rhymes. Okay. Now, when you start talking about that, that's a whole nother show that really I would have to, like, really break shit down on this ancient civilization that is believed to be of a galactic realm. Okay. And that's how far this shit goes. All right. And that's where the thoughts of the belief systems of people being reptilians and all of that shit comes from. That expanded, understanding that there is more out there in this universe than just fucking planet Earth. You see, you get what I'm saying? But we've always started thinking on those lines. Some of that shit makes sense to people. All right.
I mean, you almost have to be crazy to think that humans are the only thing out there. You almost have to be
Some people do. No. But see, that's the thing about it. Some people do. Some people's mindset isn't expanded enough to even fathom the thought that we're a fucking drop in the bucket out here.
Hey.
We're a drop in the bucket. The fucking world, the universe does not revolve around us.
Right.
You see, you understand what I'm saying? So this somewhere, some parallel universe, light years away, some shit happening with us the same way it's happening with them, but them niggas is walruses or something out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't object the fact that there has to be other forms of life, intelligent or not, whatever you want to believe it is, out there. So.
Right.
When that approach is accepted, then people delve more into it. And so that's where a lot of that talk comes from. And I'm saying that to say this, that this is a level of extreme that some of these niggas is willing to take measures to. Because if a nigga believes that there's reptilian motherfuckers out there and that the 5G was causing coronavirus and he blew up a fucking building because he knew that he felt that was the root cause of why people was getting COVID in his city.
Hello.
These niggas is sick. I mean, hey, I'm just saying, we're not making this shit up.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't necessarily wear tinfoil hats who have a lot of information and experience, like, let's just say, a William C. Cooper and many others to name, that used to work for the people and know. They're not guessing.
They know this
they
shit.
Know.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
everybody wants to put
them out down as fucking crazy heads. You know, the tinfoil hat wears. No, some of these motherfuckers are not. You're going to make them out to be that, but that's not the case.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what, though? Like I said, the shit that we said before, it's like when it really starts to play out. I mean, you know, he who laughs last, what is it, laughs hardest or something like that, laughs best or something like that. And the thing
he
is,
who
I'm never going to
laugh
at niggas. But that's not what it says, nigga. You know what? You messed up the whole fucking
point.
We out of y'all. We see y'all Monday. Peace.
I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot with a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, bitch. Come up.
So what the fuck you be wildin' for?
Smile, bitch. Come up.
If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe me.
Smile, bitch, come on. Smile, bitch.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to folks with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to folks with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Ain't going back to folks with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
My best life. Middle fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care.